US report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Holly Carnes, good morning.
How's it going?
Very, very well. The National Memorial for those five murdered police in Dallas.
Yeah, it was probably an important thing to do. And it wasn't like a local funeral service, that's for sure. It was a big National Memorial Service, had two presidents there, President Obama, of course, and former President George W. Bush. They both spoke at the service. President Obama, a little more politics in his because he talked about guns and other things. President Bush, I thought, was very good. He said, too often we judge other groups by their worst examples while judging ourselves by our best intentions. Mm-hmm. Pretty good point. He said empathy, imagining ourselves in the lives of others, is the bridge across the nation, and we need a lot more of it. So it was a moving thing. I can tell you that President Obama was his usual eloquent self, and it was very moving for him too. You could tell he was moved by the moment. He was moved for those officers and for those families sitting right in front of him. There were five empty seats at the memorial service. On the seats were tightly folded American flags, and on the back of the seat was perched a dress hat from the police uniform.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's a tough thing, tough thing for sure. And hopefully a message to people, you know, leave the police alone. Yeah. And let's all live together. Let's all, you know, live by the rules. It's a good idea.
Too right, too right. Now, tell us about work stopping at a nuclear cleanup site in Washington.
Well, this is a very famous nuclear cleanup site at Hanford Nuclear Site in Washington State. They had to stop the work there because there are clouds of chemical vapor in the air. The workers need bottled air to work around the radioactive waste storage tanks that may or may not be leaking a bit. There are certainly chemical vapors escaping, and some of these workers have been getting sick. Some of these steel tanks go back to World War II. They contain waste created by the production of plutonium for nuclear weapons. So a scary place to have to work. Can't imagine doing it.
No, thank you. Barber House calls, Harley.
Yeah, I mean, how could this happen? In Massachusetts, there was a legislator who says he was sitting in his barber chair, and the barber said, you know, I can't go to someone's house or office and give them a haircut. That's illegal in Massachusetts. And so the state senator, whose name happens to be Ryan Fatman, you can only imagine his campaigns. It's got to be a lot of fun. He said, you can call a driver for a car, but you can't call a barber? He said, that's silly. So he proposed a law. It is now legal for barbers and hairdressers to make a house call in Massachusetts. Ain't it about time?
Yeah. Vote one, Fat Man.
Yeah, that's right. Vote for Fat Man, Neil Setzfried.
Thank you, Harley.
Good anyway. I'll see you.
Good on you, Harley Carnes.